rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are.
Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be talking about the latest news in soccer locally, nationally, and internationally this evening, including comments about yesterday's Manchester United-Chelsea match and the end of the Bob Lilly era here in Rochester. And we'll also be hearing from Western New York Flash and Canadian international defender Candace Chapman, along with Rhinos president and COO Pat Erkley. And now here's our host, who's no stranger to controversy himself, Joe Sirianni.
What you mean, controversy?
What do I mean, controversy?
Am I controversial?
Stay tuned in about 10 minutes or so.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm still upset. Talking to the television. Every time somebody made a comment about how wonderful Manchester United's goals were, I said, but they were offsides.
Well, you know, a goal is a goal, but we'll talk about that later.
Except when it's not a goal.
Well, anyway.
Wait for Dick Howard on that.
We make Dick Howard the referee. So, anyway, Andrew, we're back on the air with Soccer Kick in the Grass, and what a pleasure to be here. And what a pleasure to be able to argue with you a little bit and on and off the air about the controversy and the love that you have for a certain team that you love very much. But anyway, we talk soccer, and what bigger news in Rochester that we heard this week about Bob Lilly, the coach of the Rhinos, calling it quits here in Rochester. It came as a surprise. It came unexpected, and we're gonna express our views, at least from my perspective, and having talked to Bob, privately one day, that I happened to be there and he was there. I truly believe that Bob is not going any place to coach. I truly believe that he has no dispute whatsoever with the Rhinos. I just believe that he's reached a time in his life where he needs some time away from soccer, and that happens sometime because you kind of get burned out and you need some time to reflect and say, what am I going to do from now? Not particularly to soccer, but you just look at yourself and say, what am I doing? Am I killing myself, trying to do something that I love, or am I doing the right thing or wrong thing? I think that all the things that goes through a coach's mind in the case of Bob Lilly have to do that. First of all, he's a winner, he's a teacher, and he is a guy that is passionate about the sports. And I followed him right from the beginning when he was the opponent for the Rhinos. And we had him many times on our radio program, on Soccer Kick in the Grass. And he always was a gentleman. He always was a guy that went out of his way to explain his position, to explain how things were working for him. He's been open about what he expected from the players. He spared no punches when he said that when he was satisfied with the player performance or with the player not doing what he expected them to do. And you know, I have the highest admiration for him, and certainly we're gonna miss having him on the show and being able to hear his voice and hear his comments about the game that we love.
Well, I had a chance to get to know Bob on the trip down to Queens, New York, when the Rhinos played FC New York, and I was fortunate enough to do the play-by-play for that match, and I bust down with the team and came back, and Bob is a person, and he's a lot like me. He puts everything he has into his work, and he's very passionate about it, and he has his personal feelings, like myself when I work. I get personally invested in what I'm doing, especially when you're a coach and you're leading a team of 20 to 25 young men that are there for one goal, is to win matches and win championships. And there's personalities and egos and all of that. I'm, you know, as a project manager in my regular job, I have to deal with the same kinds of things that Bob does to a certain extent. So I know that he was very unhappy because of a number of reasons with the Rhinos players, but you know, the players did what they did, and Bob did the best that he could. The situation just did not work out, and you know, it's interesting because the Rhinos really, with when Pat Erkley was the coach, you don't see professional soccer coaches stay in the game in the same with the same team for the length of time as a Pat Erkley or a Sir Alec Ferguson or anybody like that. They're just a turnover is rampant in professional soccer, and we're starting to see that with the rapid turnover of Laurie Calloway and Darren Tilley and now Bob Lilly.
Well, you know, the Bob Lilly situation is completely different than Laurie Calloway and Darren Tilley. I mean, it has been Bob's decision altogether. From my understanding, it hasn't been a management decision to let him go, and you know, because they were looking forward to for him to remain as a coach for next year. The project were there; they were already looking at players. They did the exit interviews with the players. They did everything was pointing toward next season, and then he went on vacation, and he had some time to reflect on what he wanted to do in the rest of his year or his, you know, in the near future, and to come up with a solution. I think that he wanted to have some time off to himself so he can reflect and readjust himself, and you know, and what else. So there is no, you know, I heard it say that there was salary dispute. I heard it say that he was not happy with the players, that you know, with the players, with the plays that he was given. You know, those are, you know, to my understanding, the players that were the new ones and the ones that retained from last year, they were people that he and Pat chose. So they were his players, they were his choices. So there isn't that he can blame anybody, and there isn't, you know, there is nothing there that indicates that he left for any other reason than what we just said, that for personal reason.
Yep, and I think that's perfectly legitimate and perfectly fair because, like you said, people get burnt out. It's a very high-pressure job being a head coach, especially in this city where soccer is so widely looked at. I mean, it's similar to being the manager of the New York Yankees or the coach of the Dallas Cowboys or, you know, the head person with Chelsea. Yeah. You know, how many coaches have they gone through in the last few years? I mean, so it's a time, I think, Bob, it's a good time in his life. I think he wants to do what, like you said, Joe, he needs to reflect and see what he wants to do going forward. And we all wish him the best. He's truly a class act, and he's always been such a great friend to our show. So we'll talk more about that with Pat Erkley at the top of the hour.
The only thing that I want to say, Andrew, for our listening, because our radio station, the AM station, you know, kind of, you know, due to the FAA, they got a
lower
FCC. FCC, they have to lower whatever they lower. You can listen to our show on 92.1 because that comes clear. So tune us in on 92.1 in the event that you cannot hear on 1040 a.m. or you can listen to us on the internet.
That's right. SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com or WYSL1040.com. If you have an iPhone or a mobile device, there's an app for WYSL to listen to the show. So if you go to the WYSL website and you click on Listen Now, it's going to bring up a special interface for your iPhone. So if you're your mobile device, I don't want to promote one specific phone over another one, but you can listen to that our show that way as well. So lots of different ways. You can always, if you can't catch us live, you can always get the podcast after the fact at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. So right now we're going to take our first break. We're going to come back and speak with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. It's certainly going to be a very lively international report next, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton. With a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK.
The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Get all your monogramming for your fall and winter sports teams or forever what your monogramming needs are. 248-2650 is the number. Talk to Tony. He'll take good care of you. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Hello, Richard.
To be having a bit of technical problems here with Dick. We'll get him out the air in just a moment. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the debacle yesterday at Old Trafford, but a lot of other news going on in international soccer as well, so we're going to be getting...
What would you call that a debacle?
Because you do not have a referee's assistant who is either not in shape and cannot follow the game or has bad eyesight and can't see three, not one, not two, but three players offsides on the first goal and two players offside on the second goal. You know, you gotta be capable of being an official at these top level matches. If they're not up to it, then send them down to the championship or Division One and Division Two in England. Don't have a referee or be an assistant for such a big match. Dick, are you with us yet? Okay.
Well, the point is this.
I don't want to go too far without bringing
Dick in. But I just want to ask you, what did the manager at Chelsea say today?
He said he was complaining about the officiating, and it was deserved. Andre Villas-Boas had every right to complain about the officiating because it cost Chelsea the first two goals of the match. They were blatantly offsides, both goals.
Are you implying by any chance that the referee was blind?
Well, the referee wasn't to blame for the first two goals. It was the referee's assistant who did not call offsides. The referee is not in position to call offsides. The referee made a bad call on the penalty kick because it wasn't a penalty. It was Nani kicked Jose Basingua in the foot. The ball went off Basingua's foot. Basingua never actually made contact of his own fruition on Nani, but the referee called a penalty. Fortunately, justice was served as Wayne Rooney, unfortunately, for Manchester United fans, slipped.
Yeah.
He slipped, and the ball went skewing off into the stands. It was a bizarre game. It really was in a lot of ways.
So, in a sense, justice was served.
On that penalty, was, but there. If he had called that, if he had called a second penalty, which it was not a penalty, by the way, and I'll read Law 14 if we have to do that. But it just, it was. I mean, what they'll probably end up talking about more than anything, though, is Torres's miss in the 82nd minute. I mean, that was just.
What do you think? What do you think is the matter with Torres? I mean, he's underperforming, you know, by any stretch of the imagination.
It's funny because. In any other circumstance, people would be talking about the goal he scored at the start of the second half. It was a brilliant goal, and Anelka coming in at the start of the second half, setting him up. That's what they would be talking about, but it's just it's a matter of confidence. Well, Dick Howard is with us now. Dick, how you doing?
Confidence, jeez. I really feel for that young man. I tell you, it's something you don't expect at this level of the game, and it's probably encouraging for some players at lesser levels of the game to see that even the best miss, but it was an incredible miss, wasn't it?
He should have just tapped the ball into the goal. I mean, there was nobody, and maybe what was flashing through his mind, that Ramirez had a similar chance, and he did not pick an authoritative shot, and Goy was able to come back and make the save, but... We were talking before you came out.
Well, let me ask Dick. Dick, ever since I came with Andrew, that's all he's been talking about, you know, how the linesmen, you know, really ruined the game. Now, I know that he's passionate about Chelsea. Mm-hmm. How did you see that? Did you watch it?
I saw the game, Joe, and it is classic comment, and I didn't see the press conference following the game, but... It happens time and time again where teams lose a game, blame the match officials, when really they should be pointing the finger at you know, certain players who miss open goals or make mistakes in defence. And I think this is one of those cases in point. It was very close, you know, with regards, you're looking at the opening goal.
The opening goal, Dick, there were three players offsides.
Yeah.
Chelsea
and
played an offsides trap. They played it to perfection. The players stepped up just before the ball was played. There were three men offsides, including the goal scorer, Smalling. How you can miss that is beyond imagination. But the point is
but
that
they
it
will
changes
miss
the
Andrew.
Match.
They're human. They make mistakes. And you know, we have the advantage of slow motion and all manner of things, and they don't. He has to make the call. And, you know, that's certainly a factor, but you also have to take into account the misses, you know, the incredible misses by the Chelsea forwards.
Oh, absolutely. Honestly, I will say this. The fair result for that match should have been a draw. It was an even match. If you look at the corners, you look at the possession up to the mm-hmm. point when Torres missed. The possession was 50-50. Chelsea had the more dangerous chances in the match. The first two Manchester United goals were offsides. The third goal, Rooney channeled his inner Paolo Rossi and was opportunistic and put away the ball in front of goal. Torres' goal was brilliant. Other than that, I mean, both teams had opportunities. Manchester United played a beautiful game. I will not take anything away from it, but they made some very bad mistakes in their half of the field. They gifted Chelsea a number of chances, and if I'm Manchester City looking at that, I'm licking my chops because Sergio Aguero would not have missed those chances the way he's playing right now. So I think Manchester United showed they are beatable.
Well, one of the things that I want to say, Dick, and sort of concur with you, the reality of the thing that, you know, I'm not a lover of referee. I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been critical.
I do know that, Joe. You have had your moments with matches.
Yeah, and, you know, I learned from Charlie Shano.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some emphasis in it. But the reality of the thing that I have to concur with you that once the ball goes in the net and people score the goal legally, okay, nobody can take the goal away from them. So I feel for Andrew because I know how passionate he is, but we've been debating this, you know, and he's so passionate about it because, you know, they might as well have been offside. You know, which Andrew is so perfect about.
Chelsea lost the game because they wasted chances in the attacking third of the field, and let's not put the blame on the match officials.
Right. Well, as I've said before, this is a game of momentum. It's like when the England-Germany match in the World Cup, when Frank Lampard's goal was taken away. That goal is given as it should have been. It changes the momentum of the match, and that's what happened with the Chelsea goes down two goals. It changes their entire structure of their game. It should have been 0-0 at the 40th minute.
But I see that.
And I know you have to play to the referee or the assistants, but you know, if these officials, now the referee had never refereed a match of this caliber before, and he had a fairly good match except for two incidents. The first penalty that was called, which was not a penalty because Nani initiated the contact, and the not sending off Ashley Cole. He should have sent Ashley Cole off. I totally am agreeing with that. It was a blatant foul, but it was not a penalty because the ball was out of play. The penalty can only be given if the ball is in play, according to Rule 14. So it should have been a sending off, but it was not a penalty.
You notice that he's done his homework. He's quoting the Rule 14.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
anyway.
The one thing, Andrew, and it's something that, and you'll notice it as we go through, you know, whether it's the Champions League or Euro qualifying or top level games, I'm just amazed at times how deep teams defend flank free kicks. And it's something that again happened in this game with regards to teams that back in onto their goalkeeper. They should hold a higher line, and I think they would be able to defend the dangerous type of free kicks that come in from the flanks. And I see it time and time again, and we saw it in this game. And yes, it was very close, you know, but they have to call it as they see it. They're looking down the line. They're waiting for the contact with the ball, and it's a very difficult call at the best of times, offside by assistant referees. But the match referee himself is very experienced. You know, he's a FIFA official and has certainly refereed top games. And I thought overall he did a good job. It's an easy game to officiate, of course, one that has so much importance.
Right. Again, I think that his only hiccup was those two incidents in the.
And that's his assistant. He's the one that relies on his assistant to call it if they feel that the player is, you know, in an offside position.
Absolutely. So I'd say I already got my calendar circled for February 4th for the rematch at Stamford Bridge, and I think, I mean, I can't really even say what's going to happen because a lot of things could change by then, but. A lot of other things happened besides that match. I mean, there were some incredible results all over Europe. I mean, Tottenham 4, Liverpool 0. Liverpool finishes with 9 men. Fulham comes from 2 goals down to draw with Manchester City.
Yep.
And then Arsenal, what can you say? My neighbor is a huge Arsenal fan, Dan Knuckles Sullivan, and he's just in tears right now, Arsenal being 1 point off the relegation zone. It's incredible the way this season has started.
Yeah, there's a lot of Arsenal fans in the Rochester area, I know, and coming off that fabulous performance, you know, for 88 minutes against Borussia Dortmund and then, you know, ending up with a tie, who was, I thought, going to be a turning point for Arsenal. But then you look at the game of the weekend in the Premiership, and it's going to be a very long season for Arsene Wenger.
If he survives.
If he survives. I think he will, but whether he survives to coach for the upcoming season starting next fall, I don't know.
Well, they're talking about coaches. I don't know whether you heard that Bob Lilly sort of quit being a coach of the Rhinos. So they're
I saw that release. I haven't read it in close detail. I just saw the headlines, and very sorry, you know, because I've got to know Bob Lilly over the years, and I've always had the greatest respect for him as a coach with all the teams that he was with. He brought a professionalism, and you know, there's nobody that works harder at the game than a Bob Lilly, and I'm sure that he'll end up with another club in the not too distant future. But it certainly probably was a disappointing end to the season for the team in not making the playoffs.
Well, he claims that he needs some time to regroup himself, mm-hmm. and have some time off from the game just to clear his mind, I guess. And
well,
in
all the clubs he's worked with, Bob Lilly is always 24/7. You know, there's nobody that works harder at the game, and
exactly,
it can be demanding, as we know.
Yep.
It certainly is, and I think every coach is under fire. They have to win, and you know, there's going to be there's a lot of pressure right now going on all over in Italy. I mean, look at AC Milan is one space above the relegation zone. Novara is ahead of Roma and AC Milan in the Serie A table right now.
And Inter too.
And Inter did a very
result
terrible
against
match,
wasn't it?
But then you look at Barcelona, they only draw in the Champions League against Milan, and then they go out and win 8-0 against Osasuna.
Wasn't that great? You know, just tremendous when you look at the opening and the closing of that game. If you're a Milan fan, you know, you're in seventh heaven. It was a dramatic ending, but what a goal to tie it up at 2-2.
Yeah, they're tremendous, yeah.
And Juve's almost as second in the Serie A table.
When
they
tie,
well, I'm just waiting for Joe to say something about that. You know,
Naples ahead.
No,
you know what? Because the season is young, and I don't want to jinx him.
Well, what can you say about Edinson Cavani? What a player he is. I mean, the scoring a hat trick against Milan and putting Napoli in the... I don't think they've been top of the table since the Maradona era.
Well, they're the team to win the whole league this year. You know, they're a really good team.
They did well against Manchester City as well in the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and then of course we got to talk about the Mourinho a little bit. I don't know whether you read about that he punched one of the opponent coaches in the mouth, but now he says that he's picking on the referees too, because they said that they don't protect this beautiful player Cristiano Ronaldo. And Cristiano Ronaldo says the referees are not protecting him, and they allow people to kick him, and because they're jealous of him because he's beautiful, he's rich, and he's seductive.
Say no more, Joe. Say no more. You know.
Well, I think he's probably more upset that Real lost to Levante on Sunday, which put them behind Barcelona in the La Liga table. So, but before I let you go, we got to get a quick comment about the Canadian women getting their first point against the U.S. in a number of years with the 1-1 draw in Kansas City, and we're going to be speaking with Candace Chapman, who's sitting out this series of friendlies after the Flash season. But a great result for Canada and their brand new head coach.
Yeah, it's tremendous, you know, and they've done such a good job with football, women's football in New Zealand, and it was certainly a very good capture. I haven't had the chance to chat to him, but hope to in the weeks ahead. But that is a great morale booster for Canada because, as we know over the years, it's been very much dominated by the U.S. national team, so that will be a real boost for the team, and I'm sure Candace is... Just can't wait to get back because there's a second game coming up also, I believe.
Right, they're playing in Portland on Thursday. It'll be 11 p.m. kickoff on ESPN2, but both Candace and Christine Sinclair are sitting this couple of friendlies out because of the Flash season. They'll be back for the next set of friendlies for the women, but former Flash player Kelly Parker got the assist on the Canada goal on Saturday, so she's doing very well right now.
It's great. The other team, of course, it's got to do a few things. It's Toronto FC. They play Tauro FC from Panama tomorrow night in the CONCACAF Champions League. And Tauro, you'd be interested to know, Joe, adopted the colors of Juventus because one of their officials was a big fan of Juventus, and that's why they're with the black and white stripes. But Toronto FC certainly need to get a win in that game to remain in contention in a very tight sort of division with UNAM Pumas and FC Dallas. And I'll be doing the game for television tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that game.
They had a good result over the weekend, though, over Colorado.
Excellent result. It's something they needed. It's too little too late probably for MLS playoffs, but it'll be a real boost. And if Kuvermans can do as well tomorrow night against FC Toro and they can get a result there, then it keeps them in contention, and probably one good thing coming out of the season if they can go further within the competition of the CONCACAF Champions League.
Well, I wish we could listen to your commentary tomorrow, but unfortunately we don't get the Canadian television broadcasts up here. Maybe I'll try to find you online someplace.
Yeah, it's on Sportsnet, Rogers Sportsnet here in Toronto, but I'm looking forward to the game because I haven't seen Toronto FC for a while. I wasn't able to go to the game on Saturday.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Dick, and we're looking forward to having you.
Yeah, and again, our sympathies go to you, and I can well imagine you're frustrated watching that game and seeing the things evolving, but they're a good enough team. They will bounce back, and
he's calmed down
still,
now.
So. It's still early in the season.
Like I said, it proved Manchester United is not invincible. So we'll see what happens as we go along. Thanks a lot, Dick. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Ciao. One other thing that I want to say before we go to break, Andrew, that I don't know whether you got a chance to watch the Timber versus New England, the Portland Timber. You remember Sal Zizzo that we had on our show. I stood up and watched the whole game. He played very well. He was wearing number 7, and he happened to be a distant relation to Anna. So she was all excited that he was on the field, and it was a pleasure to watch him and see him play well.
But certainly in Portland, they're doing very well in their first season in Major League Soccer, drawing big crowds to Genwell Park, and that's where the U.S. women will be playing against Canada on Thursday, 11 p.m. on ESPN2. When we come back, we will have the Rochester Rhinos president, COO, Pat Erkley with us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
You're low. local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosoccer. And our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. You can get there from our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. And joining us right now on our show is the President and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley. Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. 454-KICK is the number to call for your 2012 season tickets. Don't forget, Christmas is just around the corner. Perfect Christmas gift, Rochester Rhinos season tickets. Pat, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good evening, Pat. We're doing great so far, and certainly you're going to make our program more entertaining because everybody's waiting to hear what you got to say pertaining to the Rhinos for next year, the coach situation, and everything else that you want to disclose to us. So first of all, let me just say that Andrew and I speaking about soccer, the kick in the grass. We feel that we have lost a friend because Bob Lilly has been very kind to us throughout the year with interviews, with the candidates, you know, being candidate about everything, and so we're going to miss him. But just to clarify the position, why don't you tell us how the whole thing came about?
Well, I mean, Bob and I go back a long ways, and we're personal friends first and foremost. And, you know, so when we have the opportunity to talk, you know, on a personal level at times, and, you know, he just reached a point in his career that his heart wasn't going to be where it needed to be in order to do the job right. And he felt that at this time in his career he needs some time to spend time with his family, and you know, he just didn't feel right about continuing to be the head coach of the Rhinos after the season. I think more so because of our relationship, that he felt he was willing to come back. I mean, when he first came here, it was the same situation. I mean, he came here because I was going to be involved. On the same token, I didn't feel like I wanted to be involved unless he came on board, so it was a mutual respect. But at this time, he just felt, look, at, you know, I need time to, I need to take time for myself, and I just don't feel right about coming back as the head coach next year. That's what he said. So, I mean, I had to respect that, and I understand. I mean, there's a point in coaches' careers sometimes where you're totally consumed with the game 24/7, and you get burned out. And Bob's that type of guy. He's so motivated and so focused that sometimes he just doesn't have time to smell the coffee. And I got to admit, at one point in my career with the Rhinos, I felt the same way. So I mean, you know, I can, having been a coach, having been in the same seat at one time, I can understand that.
Well, Pat, obviously this is going to change the dynamic with yourself, because like I said, you and Bob have been such close friends. You guys really came in as a package deal a couple years ago when came in as the coach, you came in as the GM, and now you're president. How does this affect you now going forward with the Rhinos, and what's your impact going to be, or your influence in choosing the new head coach of the Rhinos for the next season?
Well, I mean, you know, we have a lot of friends in the business, and you know, I'm certainly going to continue to solicit his help at times, whether it's based on choosing a new coach or choosing you know, players. I think he's going to be, may not be calling them all the time, but I mean, I think that when you've reached a position like he has and myself, you talk to the people that you feel can give you the best advice, and, you know, whether it's decisions on the field or decisions off the field. So I think, you know, we both feel that there's opportunity there for whoever we pick, and there's certainly people out there that are certainly qualified to do well as the head coach of the Rhinos.
Well, I'm sure that you already have a lot of people that are calling you up, but put their feelers out, and you know, there is a lot of just like you said, there is a lot of decisions that you need to make, and you and Bob Clark are going to be, you know, going to make those decisions, of course. And I, you know, and like you said, the decision and coaches have to be made in a way that they understand the commitment they make to the city and to the community, because that's what makes the community come to the field and buy tickets, you know. So I think it's going to be important that, and I'm sure that you guys going to pick the best guy for the job that fills all the needs of the organization.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to be looking, and obviously we feel that, you know, the person has to be knowledgeable of the league that he's playing, and knowledgeable of the players that are within that realm, and what talent can play at this level. That's all important. you know, it's pretty elementary. So, I mean, and then, you know, they have to be a good fit. Somebody, you know, that we feel that will add stability to the team and, you know, and may have already done extremely well within the same league or better.
Well, Pat, you know, one other question that I want to ask you, it's, you know, going forward, I mean, since you took over as COO and you sort of run the whole organization, and, you know, where we go from here. Certainly, you have come up with a good package to be able to entice, you know, the fans and the soccer fans to buy their season ticket right now. And, you know, the solvency, there's a lot of people that want to know if the team's going to be here next year, if Rob Clark is going to sell the team, all that kind of stuff. Can you just clarify a little bit?
Well, I can tell you right now that's not happening. I mean, we've had our best successful year financially at the stadium between the Rhinos, the Flash, and the lacrosse team, and all the events that we have. We have close to 80 events in the building. So from a success standpoint, as a company, this has been the best year. You know, I obviously there's some changes happening, and that happens in any organization. So, you know, as I've told people, where you know, somebody said to me, our boat has a couple of holes in it. I says, well, a couple of holes adds opportunities for people, and who's willing to plug them are the people that are going to be successful. So, I mean, that's important. So, from my perspective, you know, we're excited about the upcoming year. Many people have already purchased their season tickets. It's a great offer. I mean, on the club seats, it's $20 less than it was last year. And by buying two of those seats, then you get a free parking pass. So, I mean, we looked at the whole scenario and said, you know, one of the aspects, and whether it's a myth or whether it's not necessarily true, I mean, the parking issue down at the stadium. And this past season, we had the 15,500 people, and we had no issues from a parking standpoint, from getting into the game standpoint, and getting out in a discrete amount of time. So, but we went out and said, you know what? We have an opportunity here to offer something that's a great package, and a lot of people have responded by purchasing. So, well, there's some uncertainties as far as the coach is concerned, but I can assure you that whoever comes in is going to be more than qualified and will help put a good product on the field for the Rhinos, and we'll be successful.
Pat, one last quick question. What are the Rhinos who will not be back next year? Anthony Hamilton, he's gone on to NSC Minnesota. Tell us about how that came about.
Essentially, they had inquired about Kissy, and Kissy, you know, had just finished the season. He was a little banged up and everything, and wasn't quite sure he wanted to make that commitment at this point. So they asked about Anthony Hamilton, and we felt, you know, we're going to give him an opportunity to go out and showcase. They needed a forward, and he was somebody that was available.
Well, we're certainly going to miss him. He's a very, very fine young man. And well,
is he on loan or is he sold?
No. He was. His contract was coming to an end, so we gave him the opportunity to go ahead of time, rather than prevent him from, you know, playing more. I mean, you know, when we talked about our situation, and I know some people were questioning why we were in the league that we're in, but I can tell you, I can assure you this, that next year a lot of players are going to think twice before going to the NASL, because here there's at least seven or eight players from our league that either played in the final or played for teams like ours, that our season ended just before the MLS deadline. So a lot of those players got opportunities to play in the MLS.
That's right.
So that's an assurance to me that our league is definitely probably a level ahead.
Well, Pat, we appreciate you coming on tonight on short notice, and we'll definitely look forward to having you on again real soon. Obviously, there'll be a lot of questions to be answered in the off season about the NASL and whatever's going to happen with the USL. So we'll certainly be reaching out to you to get the latest information. Thanks so much for being on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Pat Erkley here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Western New York Flash and Canadian international defender Candace Chapman here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Motorcycles don't have bumpers, and they don't have seatbelts. On a bike, there's no such thing as a fender bender. That's why you need motorcycle insurance that covers more than just your bike. So get Allstate. For the price of insuring your bike, Allstate can also protect you for as low as $100 a year. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects the rider like Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor. At 271-6080, we work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti taking it home tonight here on the show. Joe Suriani is off to a very important meeting, as he often is. And we're very happy to be joined now by a member of the Western New York Flash, the WPS Champions, Canadian International, Candace Chapman. Candace's appearance brought to you by the Western New York Flash. 716-655-PLAY is the number to get your 2012 season tickets. Candace, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. And again, congratulations on a tremendous season. And it's been about a little over three weeks now since the Flash won the title, and the team is dispersed now to many different corners of the world. What was that like for you and for the team to separate and basically say we'll see you again next season? Was that tough for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's always an abrupt ending, but you know, we're used to that's the way WPS goes for the past 3 years. So, you know, we come back together next season and we do our job and it happens again.
I know that a number of the players, like Whitney Engen, Beverly Goble, and Becky Edwards, are playing over in Scandinavia right now and because their season is still going on. And, of course, members of Malik Morgan's with the U.S. national team. I know you and Christine Sinclair will be rejoining the Canadian national team for their next set of prep matches for the Olympics. But I know you and Sink are not playing in this U.S.-Canada series. Was that decision made by you and Sink, or was the new coach John Herdman involved in that? How'd that happen?
You know, I think it was a collective decision made even before the series began. We looked at our schedule from the beginning of the year right through to qualifying to the World Cup, and you know, there's periods where you have to have some rest, or else you're just going to get burnt out. So before the series with the U.S. was even planned, we had that break in there.
Well, that's good. I know. Were you with the team at the match in Kansas City, or were you watching it on television?
No, I was watching it on television.
And I know that the U.S. and Canada played to a 1-1 draw. It's a great result for Canada. It's the first time that they've taken a point from the U.S. since 2008. And so, and the match had over 16,000 fans at the brand new Live Strong Sporting Park in Kansas City. So I'm sure they're expecting a big crowd in Portland, a very passionate soccer city, for Thursday's match.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And, you know, it's great to see fans come out again and keep supporting women's soccer and, you know, the level that we try to bring in each and every match. You know, I'm really proud of my Canadian team for coming off a break and then stepping into a game at such a high level and doing well.
Yeah, it was an excellent match. And we got just a minute left here. So, Candace, give us your thoughts on new coach John Herdman, the former New Zealand coach who's now in charge of Canada.
You know, I don't really know that much about him except, you know, he was Ali Raleigh's old coach at New Zealand, and he had a lot of success there. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to meeting him. I know the girls are already, you know, excited for the future, and, you know, that's the way soccer goes, I guess.
Well, we'll certainly be talking to you again, Candace, before the Olympic qualifiers early on in January next year, and that's going to be huge, Canada hosting that, and just two spots available for the Olympics. So I'm sure we're hoping it's going to be Canada and the United States getting those two spots. So thanks very much for joining us, Candace, and we'll have you on again real soon.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Candace Chapman from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And again, Canada against the United States this Thursday, 11 p.m. kickoff Eastern Time from Genweld Park in Portland, Oregon. You can watch the match on ESPN2. And I want to thank Candace and AJ Cesare from the Western New York Flash for setting that up, and also Pat Erkley from the Rhinos, and as always, Dick Howard with his insightful commentary. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Suriani and Bob D'Angelo, and also joining Bob on the show tonight was his brand new assistant, and Joe is going to be helping us out, Joe Lasky, for the upcoming shows. So thanks, Joe, and you did a great job tonight. And be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass right here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.